So I know that's a thing in Twitch, is that there's a lot of crass people who do Twitch streaming.
Yes. And the thing about Twitch streaming is that it's your own community and however direction you want to go with that. I choose to do family friendly oriented, as in like my Discord is open to everyone. And we have rules and moderators that I have specifically chosen in place to protect the community from people that break the rules or trolls that you have to deal with, things like that. Very negative, nasty people. You're going to get that everywhere. You know, but I have built in place a team. We have a team of moderators and myself that are trusted individuals that will go in and do what they can to make sure that the streams are safe. The, you know, if there's any problems, they have the ability to be like, bye, you know, and I entrust that, you know, to them, because I carefully select who I give that privilege to. And I, you know, it's not just something that I am just be like, okay, I don't know you. You're going to have the ability to manage my channel. Here you go. It's more of like, okay, I know you. I trust you. I've worked with you or your family, because I have family members that are actually helping me. And they will go in and they will just spread the love that I've been trying to build in the community. And, you know, and they'll be like, you know, what can we help you with today? Hey, who wants to play some Phasmophobia? And then all these people come in and they play together separately on like days I'm not streaming, and it's wonderful. It's beautiful. I'm like, oh, this is so great. This is so wholesome. This is so amazing. I was like, y'all, I was like, I didn't even dream about this. Like, this stuff is happening. I didn't even expect it. Right. I just had an idea and kind of just was like, let's see what happens. And all of a sudden, like, all this stuff is just, it's a lot of stuff happening, but it keeps my life very interesting and wholesome and great. You know,
that's going to be really cool to see where you're going to go with it in the next 5 years or so. Cause it's really wonderful, the kind of community that you're building, especially for video game streaming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause you don't often see even a woman doing Twitch streaming for video games. Yeah. I sure don't.
Yeah. I have a few role models, that I look up to that are like the top partner people, and they have really amazing, wholesome communities that protect one another, and they're there for one another. And I'm just like, that's where I want to be at. It's already there. It's just that it's slowly growing, you know. It's amazing to watch, and the friendships that are being made between the different people that we have in Discord and things like that, and people coming together from all over. It's just really, really cool. It's just amazing. And, you know, and there's going to be some bad times, you know, there's going to be some people, there's going to be some bad apples that are going to go in there and try and wreck things up and try to bring the morale down. And that's when I'm like, I have rules. I feel bad. Cause I'm like, I have some rules, but I have rules for a reason.
Right.
Because I know what I don't want people to have to deal with, because I have been, unfortunately, on the side of things where I've been harassed. I've been belittled. I've gone through all sorts of stuff in the past couple of years that, you know, is part of the process of when you do, you know, anything related to art that's subjective. I've been ridiculed. I've been insulted. And I'm like, you know what? Those are not the kind of people I want in this community to begin with. The people that are like always bashing other people and making other people feel bad, you know? And so I'm just like, we don't condone that kind of behavior. And so, and from the examples and things that I've gone through on my journey, the tough stuff, I was able to apply that to Twitch streaming and what I know that I allow and what I don't allow with the community.
Like, did I give you permission to critique me? Did I ask for your
critiquing's opinion? Fine. Critiquing's fine. But when it comes to like really nasty, mean comments, it's like,
That's what on. I mean.
Oh yeah.
Criticize, I should say.
Because I'm like, listen, I can insult me, but like, that doesn't mean you could drop those mean words in my chat to insult me even more. Like, that's like, no.
The amount of harassment that I've seen on Twitter for a bunch of different voice actors who are a bit more famous than the most of us is absolutely insane. Like, they get death threats for this villain role or whatever that they played.
Yeah.
They get sexual harassment in their DMs. And I'm like, why do you guys do this? Like,
yeah. And
so, you know, unnecessary.
It is. And I've dealt with, to some degree, some of that. Because I was part of a group where that was starting to become really popular at one point, and the fans, some of them just, they were not very nice, and you have to take it with a grain of salt. You really do, because not everybody's going to love how we sound. Not everybody's going to like what characters we voice. Some of them are going to be like, she sounds terrible, you know, or I voice boy roles, and some of them are like, it's a girl, you know, like, people get
who
mad
cares?
Right. And I'm like, it's all good, it's all gravy. It's like, you know what, I'm not everybody's cup of tea, but you know, and sometimes I've done work where I'm like a silent voice and nobody knows who I am, and my name is nowhere on the credits, thank goodness for that, and the comments are like, don't read the comments if you're listening to this and you want to do voice acting or any sort of YouTubing or Twitch streaming or anything, and people are straight up harassing you in the comments, don't read them, because all that's going to do is make you question everything that you're doing. And that's just going to put you back a little bit. And you're going to be like, am I doing the right thing? Don't listen to them, because it's just a bunch of noise that you have to ignore. And it's part of the process. And unfortunately, you have to have really, really thick skin. And I'm a sensitive little baby. I really am. I'm like super sensitive. I wear my heart on my sleeve. Okay. So I was like, is this the right thing? Should I be really doing this? Like, this is really hard, you know, like, because it's like, I am a very sensitive baby. Like, I am, like, people hurt my feelings, and it's it how happens. You react to it that matters. And so I had to deal with that aspect of things where people just hated the way I sounded, hated it. They're like, she doesn't sound mature enough for this. And they would just like straight up rip me apart. And I'm like, you know what? I'm done. I'm not gonna even look at this stuff anymore. My client's happy. They paid me because they're happy with my work. Y'all don't pay my bills. It does not matter. I'm gonna tune out.
Exactly.
I tell people, it matters what you tune into. If you tune into too much negativity, it's going to destroy you. Stop it. Turn it off. Change the channel and be like, and listen to the good stuff, you know? But that's where the support system comes in. And the people that are like, why are you listening to that noise? Those stupid heads don't matter. Stop listening to the noise. And I'll be like, you know what? Yeah, you're right.
I am a boss ass bitch. I deserve love.
I'm a mom bun. I'm not going to listen to these punks. But it's the truth, because sometimes it takes your friends and colleagues and family to remind you. Having that circle, and especially in the VO community, people are going to just like hug you and be like, it's okay. They hug you with their words and their support, you know, and you feel it, you know. Mm-hmm. And I tell people, I've made some of the best friends I've ever made in voice acting. And I've had the pleasure of meeting some of them, and I'm so grateful. Like, the friendships I've made over these past couple of years have just been so beautiful, and they have helped me get through the hard stuff, the part where people are like hating on me and hating my voice, and my voice is me. Like, my voice is me. Like, I can't
change nothing about it.
Like, I can't change my instrument. I can change stuff about it, yeah, but initially, you know, it's, I am me, and that's okay. And I'm not going to be everybody's cup of tea, and I'm okay with that.
Even the most famous voice actor, you know, let's say someone who does Disney films or a bunch of anime or all the commercials in the world, their voice, someone's gonna hate it.
Exactly. And somebody's gonna be like,
it doesn't matter.
It does not.
So long as you're getting paid or you're loving what you're doing, I mean,
yep.
Right?
That's right. And you know, the biggest thing is that I love what I do so much that none of it matters. And I had to like slap my wrist a little bit and remind myself, why are you listening to all of that? That, like, you love this so much. Stop questioning, stop feeling the imposter syndrome, stop Because at one point I was like, well, I have to do it this way or I am nothing. And but then I realized, I was like, no, you're doing it the way that makes sense for you. You have a family. You have these responsibilities, like families first, right? And you have to juggle around all of that, you know? And when my daughter has autism, and so there's a lot of, she has a lot of therapy that she needs to go to. Different things are going on with her. And I have to balance my life around that with also voice acting, Twitch streaming. And it's just like, it's a lot of stuff. And, but it's unique to me and my situation. And my journey is going to go around that. Like, where am I going to go? I don't know. But we'll make, like, we will find a way. You know, I have the most supportive husband. You know, he's been since day one. I like the fact that he was just like, I've never seen you like this with anything else. And then from there, he's just been like, what's going on? Like, what are you doing in here? And I'm like, you can't see NDA, door shut. Or I'll be like, can you please watch Jill so I can go record? Like, can you please bring her to like outside or on the other side of the house so that the recordings do not pick her up? And things like that, just to be silly. But he'll do it because he was like, I want you to reach that level of success that you want to reach because I have some big dreams, mm-hmm. really big dreams. And honestly, my passion and my drive is so strong that no matter how many rejections I get, you know, that's not going to stop me from trying to strive for the dreams, even though I know they're pretty big. Like, I'm like, yeah, you know, that is kind of big, but I'm still going to do it. Like, I'm still going to do whatever I can to get there, you know?
I love it.
Yeah. Oh,
and a little birdie told me that you've started doing some coaching.
A little birdie? Oh, for so I'm like mentorship program. Are you talking about for like the VO yeah. Academy? Yeah. So, okay. You want to talk about opportunities that happen out of the blue. The thing I've learned in voice acting is you're never prepared for the things that happen. Because I did a podcast and somebody randomly, a random viewer heard me and he messaged me out of the blue and said, I listened to your interview and I want you to be a mentor for this month and you know, for character reads. And I'm like, ah! Like, you know, probably like you could probably imagine, oh my God, what? Is it, you know, like freaking out, you know, I'm like, ah, you know, freaking out, grateful. And I'm like, I was like, I'm a baby. Are you sure about this? He was, but you know what he said that was really encouraging. He was like, you know, I have to get the wording right. I'm not going to get the wording right. Darn it. I'm sorry, Corey. pretty much I'm as real as it gets when it comes, like I'm showing the human side of everything. Like this isn't a situation where I just kind of like walked into a studio and here it is. It's like, hey, I started with this. I went to a microphone. I had no money starting out. Like I used money that I was making to invest, you know, and eventually we got to a point where, you know, COVID hit and that wasn't fun, but voice acting and Twitch streaming have like helped our finances in a way that I haven't seen anywhere, like with any job I've ever had, period. And so, but he was just like, you know, you're very honest about your story and how you started and how you had nothing. And you started out with your phone and you got your first gig on your phone. He was like, and I really enjoy your story and your personality. He was like, we really need someone like you to come in and encourage other people and give them hope because, you know, they may be going through similar situations as you, like with your family life, things like that. And so I had the pleasure of joining the VO Academy as a mentor for video game character reads. And I was able to mentor for the month of August entirely. And I'm still in that group where I get to go in and interact with the amazing Academy. I have met so many amazing members. And it's just, I'm so blessed to have these people in my life. They're an incredible group. And we would just go on calls like what we're doing here. And we would do like character reads. They would each have their own character read and we would break it down and they would do it a total of three times. The first two is what they did on their own with their own homework. And then the third time is after the feedback I'd give them and give them a different direction and see it, you know, to test them and to kind of like make them a little uncomfortable, which is the point sometimes is when you're doing the character reads, sometimes you have to make it a little uncomfortable to get some of the best things out of you, you know?
Right.
And so, and we'll switch it up and we'll make them a little uncomfortable in a good way to help, you know, hone their skills in acting. And it's just, it's an incredible experience. And sometimes like, I was just like, I wasn't giving myself enough credit of how much I knew because sometimes I get so busy with everything that I'm like, do I really know this? And then when it's happening, you're like, oh, I do know this because I've been mentored and trained because one of my coaches is Mark Grau and he taught me things. And then I was able to just in general, by doing the work, I knew what to do. And so I was able to help them, you know, and give them advice of how I find my work, you know, what I'm doing, how I do my auditions, what advice I've been given, things like that. And I'm able to share that with them and mentor them through it and help them improve their character reads and things like that. And so I've had the opportunity to do that. It's already recorded. Everything's available. So anybody that ever joins the Academy can view all of the stuff that we've already done. They can view That's awesome. Everything. Yeah. So they have access to all the materials of not just me, but every mentor that is mentored every single month, which is a different genre. But I had the amazing opportunity to do the genre for August for video game character reads. And I was just so ecstatic. It's so incredibly awesome to have that opportunity. And I tell people it came because the creator of that academy, Corey, he heard me from a podcast. You know, he saw my interview. I was just like, what, you know? And I always tell people, you know, show that you have initiative, that you're excited to do what you do, have very good communicative skills, make sure that you are effectively communicating to the other people. Because when he reached out to me, I didn't make him wait, you know, I was just like, hello, like, wow, you heard the, what did you think? Oh, wow, that's incredible. What? What? And I've told people also about auditions that I've had in the past, that, this is a true story and everybody has a unique email story. This is a really cool one. I tell people, you never know who's listening to your auditions because, or you never know if your auditions are going to book you future work for the same client, even if they declined you in that moment. Cause I auditioned for a video game. I got declined for it. But I had submitted, I think, 6 to 8 different character auditions for that game. I wanted to be in that game so bad. I was like, I'm going to audition for every possible character I qualify for from all sorts of ranges. And I didn't get it. And I'm like, oh, you know. But then a year later, the developer contacted me and was like, I got all these roles if you want to do them. I know you can do them. Do you want to do them? And I'm like,
that's awesome.
A year what? Later in an email. I'm just saying, you never know what's going to happen in this business. And when you show that you're working and you love this and you're like, you're there and you show up and, you know, people are watching you. People are like, what is she doing? Or he doing? Or they doing? Like, what's going on with them? You know, like people will start to notice this stuff. You don't know who's watching you. You don't. You have no
me remembering all the characters that I've auditioned for that I didn't get.
But the thing is that the audition piece, it's pretty much like June Yoon was saying, I was actually watching him. He does Twitch streaming as well, and he's really well known in the voice acting community. He, on his stream, he recently said that it's pretty much when you audition, it's your promise to them what they're going to get. This is my promise to you as an actor of what I'm going to give to you. So when you're auditioning, you're not giving it like 10%. You're giving it literally what you would give them if you're submitting the actual work. And so that's what I did with that particular developer and didn't hear from them for a year.
And that's why they say, you know, the audition is the job.
It is the job. Yeah, for sure. Because that landed me 10 roles.
So I'm working on QuickTime. Yeah. I want to talk about two more things.
Yes.
Real quick. So we mentioned role models earlier. Let's name a few. Who are some role models? Doesn't have to be voiceover. But who's your role models and inspiration right now?
George Newbern. I love him. He is a voice actor, but also actor. He is the voice of Sephiroth before remake. That guy. I adore him. I met him in person. He like sparked this fire in me. Very, very wholesome human being. I want to be like him. Laura Bailey, her range is absolutely stellar. I want to be where she's at in her career. I absolutely love Laura Bailey. She is so hardcore. Wow. There's so many people in general that don't even have to be big names, and they know who they are, that are in my circle. I wouldn't be where I am if it weren't for them. And I look up to them. You know, I want to be like them because they're doing really well. And so I look up to them. But yeah, those two in particular, definitely huge inspiration from George Newbern, though. Huge, huge, huge inspiration from him. Like before the voice acting, before everything, you know, meeting him was one of the greatest experiences of my life. And then I realized that I could help somebody one day with my voice, like he helped me with, you know, with his voice. So yeah.
Awesome. Those are two awesome actors, not gonna lie. So what is your one big piece of advice? Because I know you've given a couple of good golden nuggets. People who are wanting to get into voice acting, what is your one biggest advice, biggest piece?
Research. I know that's horrible because who wants the research? But researching prepares you. And when you're prepared, you do things in a more organized and better fashion. And you only get one shot sometimes. So if you don't do it right the first time, that's it. That's the only chance you got. So I always say, you know, before you do anything and you're like, I really want to do this, research, learn, train, get resources. There's plenty of misleading information out there for anything, right? Talk to people, help, you know, pick people's brains that you know that will be willing to sit with you and talk with you. Like you were saying earlier about the support of the community, you know, all of that is super important for preparing you for big jobs in the future. Just that preparation and researching and just training, training, training.
Absolutely. 100% agreed. You guys, I went through, how long was it? 3 years of research until I could actually afford to start taking classes. And then my real training began. Like I did all kinds of Google researching. I watched millions of YouTube videos from like Bill DeWeese and Gabrielle Nestico and several other awesome voice actors before I truly got into my first acting class, my first voiceover class. So research is probably the best piece of advice that you could ever give to someone. And I love that coming from someone who dove headfirst into it.
I did a little bit of research. But then after that, I did a lot of research because I was like, oh, took a lot of classes.
I love it. All right. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. If you want to check her out, it's MercedesLewisVO.com. And of course, I am at SamFilialVO.com. And Mercedes, I will let you go enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.